Now back to She Said, He Said with Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery. Brought to you by Page Law on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Here we go, 10:51, almost to the top of the first hour of the show with one more hour to go. I don't know where our guests are hiding at today. Maybe they got caught in an ice storm or something like that. But we are going to keep rolling along here. Want to give a big shout out to Tanya Page. Tanya Page is a family practice attorney. She is St. Louis based. She is partners with her husband, John Page, at Page Law. And she handles a wide range of Missouri family law, whether it comes to divorces, division of marital property, child custody, child support, alimony, grandparents, everything that sadly can go on in a family's life. And you think everything's perfect and peachy keen. You don't think you need any help whatsoever. And then something happens. Do not try to take care of it yourself. When it comes to family matters, you want someone that's going to be a fierce advocate on your side. We know them personally. We've been into their home. We've met their kids. And they are two people that want to be there for you 24/7. If you go to pagelaw.com, literally a drop down comes on. Can we help you? They will call you back immediately. If you call them, someone is there 24/7 to make sure to help you, because you never know. Unfortunately, family things that happen don't just happen from 9 to 5. So you need an attorney that will be there for you, give you their cell phone, and work with you. 314-322-8515. 314-322-8515. Of course, you can always go to pagelaw.com, hit Tanya Page if you want to go directly to her, find out more about her. But we thank them for being part of the show. And the reason why they're part of the show is because we selected them and they thought it was a great idea because they're the best. You want the best.
We do want the best. And we got the best in the studio today.
We do have the best in the studio today. Going to have a little fun with our not-so-newlywed here couple coming up shortly who are celebrating an anniversary. And we're going to find out all about them, as well as after that, we have Dr. Vivian Sierra, who's in the house too, and she's got a great topic to talk about too. And maybe Donna and Andy can give a little insight into her topic for the day. So first of all, our question of the day, we're going to have to make sure everybody knows, and we forgot to ask our guest that was just here, Andrew.
Yes, we did.
We keep doing that, and then we still don't have Grover's. We know that his to-be wife's answer to that, and we have a lot of answers on Facebook, but what is the
when
craziest...
When is she calling in? Is she calling in to tell us?
No, I've already told it.
Oh.
You don't remember?
Oh, yeah, I do now. Yeah.
Never trust a fart. So our question of the day is, what is the craziest experience you've ever had in a bathroom? And what I meant was not our own, as Gordon wanted to tell the world about, but maybe something else that's happened to you. The people that say they can't answer that, we know that it was with them, and you can only imagine what it was.
Let's say one, because they happen to know this person. Amy Bratton.
Oh,
she saw a hooker in an airport bathroom cleaning her lady parts in the bathroom sink. Yes, she says her eyes have never been the same since.
My eyes wouldn't be the same either. I remember when we were at the Cardinal baseball game, and there was a girl in the bathroom. Obviously, she was extremely intoxicated, but she was in a major fight with her boyfriend. But you know how people can get on the phone and be crazy psycho and yelling and screaming. But she went from yelling and screaming to, but baby, I love you. And then she'd go into psycho mode again. I didn't even want to leave the bathroom.
It was too entertaining.
It was so entertaining. She was exhausted, I'm sure, from it all.
It's Netflix. Kelly has to binge watch the bathroom scene. But I gotta find out what happens.
But the thing is, the line, you know how long the line can be in a bathroom for women, right?
Yes. Right.
And so to hear her taking up one of the stalls in the fight, and then the rest of us didn't want to leave because we wouldn't know how it was going to end, you know, it was kind of, it was tough
on
the other
people.
You
say that about waiting in line. I'll never forget, we were at the St. Louis Zoo, and it was me and you and another couple, and
With no names mentioned.
I believe it was,
No names mentioned.
Yeah.
What?
Well, it was Vern. Me and Vern.
You just said no names mentioned.
We were sitting in the bathroom, and I agree with him. So it's a long line, and we're sitting there, and Vern's looking at me, I'm looking at him, and he's getting agitated because he's in the other line, I'm the other line, waiting for the men to use the urinals. And this guy's just sitting there on his phone, and he's just messing with his phone, and he's we don't even think he's really going. He's just on his phone. Fern finally said, are you going to get off your phone and go, or are you going to move, or what? What's the deal here, pal? You need to get this thing rolling.
And Vern is a very big man.
He's a huge man.
Excuse me.
Ex-football player.
I think you people spend way too much time in the restroom.
I think so, too. We really got to stay out of the restroom. So we do have some good ones on there, that's for sure. But someone found an ounce of weed in the bathroom.
Oh,
so.
Wow.
I guess, I don't know if that's their lucky day or if you trust that. I'm not really for sure what to say on that. But there's some good ones, and we'll share them as we go along.
Yes, we will.
Let's introduce our not-so-newlywed couple. Are you going to introduce them with the music, Gordon?
That's Grover's job.
That's Grover's job.
Secret
yes.
Man.
There it is.
And I have no headphones, so I can't even hear the music. Yes, we're out of headphones. So, Andy and Donna Garrett, longtime friends that I've known for a long time. And not only that, Andy and Donna are celebrating their wedding anniversary. What year anniversary is this?
Yes, I heard you didn't remember when earlier. You were trying to figure out how many years it was. 40 years.
40 years.
40 big ones.
Yes.
40.
So really, we're really very old.
Wow. 40 years.
Oh, there you go.
That's the stuff that doesn't work. I don't know why I keep it.
Spaghetti. I can't believe it.
Gordon cleans nothing out. This is what our garage looks like.
Yeah,
oh, my
that's
God.
It. It does, it's not what Donna's garage and Andy's garage looks like
because
they are meticulous.
No, I am.
And
I'm OCD.
There's no jacks.
Yeah.
We're out of jacks. Thank you, Kelly. Nope. I've got the technical side. You just keep talking. All right.
Obviously, you don't.
Obviously
we did. We did
the
see
feed
that
is all
mess.
Scratchy, the TV's scratchy, everything's scratchy.
Gotta hire a new Gordon.
So Annie and Donna's in the house. They are our not so newlywed couple, and we are going to find out a lot about them today.
Yes,
I'll tell you whatever you want to know.
The craziest thing is that you have lived in the same home for all these years, raising your kids, grandkids. Never in a million years after meeting you and knowing you, which is a short time, almost 5 years or whatever, after meeting from Gordon, and would I have thought that you two would be doing what you're doing. We have recently just sold the Garrett's house, basically in 24 hours.
Yes.
Went up for sale and it was sold.
No, Andy sold it.
Andy printed out a few flyers and you think he's the realtor now.
I never knew the real estate business worked that way. You put my house up for sale, you go to Florida. I print off flyers and then I take care of the rest. And it worked out great though.
Oh my gosh, it was perfect. We want to know if he can sell the next house we have going up for sale.
I'm going to become a realtor now that I'm retired. I know that.
So you guys are moving to Florida. You just made this huge. Now the greatest
Andy
thing
calls
about
me
this,
and goes, "Gee, yeah."
He always
we're going
has to do
Florida,
your voice.
Sell my house.
But the thing
what
is,
the conversation was.
This is the greatest part, though. Some people take risks and they decide to do things. They go for vacation. Maybe they've been there every year for the last 20 years, and they're like, "You know what? I think we need to move there now." Nope, Garrett's haven't even been there, and they're moving. They are moving.
They
that's
even
incredible.
Looked at a house yet.
No. In fact, yeah, that was all pretty funny because we actually had a vacation scheduled. We should be leaving tomorrow for Punta Cana, and we had that scheduled to go in February. That was going to be our anniversary present. I'd already paid my golf membership for the year. You know, this came about 6 weeks ago.
So instead,
and we just said,
let's
I started
do
looking
it.
At things. Yeah, let's find a what I started looking at Zillow, and I said, hey, wait, I can. What am I doing here? I think I can afford this stuff. And looked at the numbers, crunched them, and sure enough, I said, how about if we just bought a house in Florida? Why don't we leave? And she says, absolutely, we have nothing keeping us here anymore. We went down the list, and that's right.
There
let's
you are.
Go.
All right, well, you've heard it. They're moving to Florida. We got to take a break. It's 11 o'clock, top of the hour. Take that break, come back, find out more about our not-so-newlywed, and see how much they know each other after 4 years. We'll be right back with more right here on 590 The Fan.